Welcome to the DY Media One podcast, recorded by the media program at Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School. In these shows, we will discuss news and issues addressed to the DY School District and the communities of Dennis and Yarmouth.
Okay, welcome to the DY Book of Questions, episode 2. Today I have with me Kim Kai again and Charlie McCaffrey. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, Kim. I'm Kim with a B.
I'm Charlie.
With a C.
With a C.
As awesome. Opposed to what?
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're Kim with a B. There's no B.
There's in, a B
there's
in
no
my
B
name.
In Kim usually.
Okay, whatever.
So our first question is going to be, if you could be invisible for a day, what would you do? Starting with Charlie.
If I could be invisible for a day.
One day.
I would play a pretty wicked game of Manhunt.
How would you start the game if you're invisible, though?
What's that?
How would you start the game if you're invisible?
He can still speak.
Yeah. And
but
I can
like
tag
people. An invisible person speaking. Someone's like, oh, I'm going to listen to the invisible voice. He says, play Manhunt.
I can still tag people, though.
You're just going to attack people?
Attack?
Are you saying tag or
I'm
attack?
I'm going to tag with a
but
G.
How did the game start? Because you're invisible for a day.
That's a good question, actually. That's not.
So you're invisible. You go up to your friends and say, hey, let's play Manhunt. But they can't see you.
That's a good point. I'll probably rob a bank. That's what I would do.
All right, Kim, you?
If I was invisible for a day, I would probably play a prank on all of my friends. Yeah.
What kind of prank?
Like Seller, for example.
Seller?
Cassie Francis.
With like a Z?
Seller.
Oh, like, like a DS, like a silent D at the beginning, like Zeller?
Seller? That's her name. It's Seller.
Can we not use nicknames? Is that?
Can we just use first names, please?
Okay, Cassie.
Okay.
I would go to her bed when she's like sleeping or like waking up in the morning and just like play with her hair. And then for Lucy,
that's
I would
not
probably
a prank. That's creepy.
That's dumb.
That's really creepy.
For Lucy, I would lock her keys. Well, lock myself inside her car with her keys.
You've thought about this a lot, huh?
No, I haven't.
You're actually invisible for a day, so you're going to play with your friend's hair while she's sleeping.
No. Like,
and hide in your other friend's
like,
car?
Wake her up by playing with her hair. Because they believe in ghosts. Because they're religious.
I don't think that's how that works.
We'll come back to that. if you could spend 1 hour doing absolutely anything, what would you do? Kim?
Listen to Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny again.
Yes.
All right, Charlie.
I've actually listened to him for 166 hours this year.
That's really weird that you know that.
Oh, Spotify Wrap Up, you ding dong.
Don't know what that is.
Oh, that's your problem.
I don't know. Charlie,
also
what would
not
you know?
A good artist.
Yeah.
If I had an hour, honestly, I'd probably take some IO, take some ground balls.
That's an athlete in our room right here.
Yep. What does that mean?
So. Our next question, Charlie, since you weren't here last time, I asked our friends here, Kim and Lucy, to impersonate the worst sound ever. And I have one of these sounds ready, and I was wondering if you could tell me what this is an impersonation of?
What it is?
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. It's an animal.
It's an animal. It's probably some sort of bird.
Yes. Yes.
Some sort
what type of
bird. What type of bird?
Yeah. You get specific, please.
Can I get like a region?
Can I give him a
that
hint?
It lives in?
The air?
Yep. I know it lives in the air. Thank you, Matt. Can I get like a part of the world type thing?
America. Cape Cod.
Cape Cod. We have them here.
Yes.
A crow.
Correct answer was seagull.
I've actually worked on my seagull. My seagull.
I don't really want to hear that again.
I don't know if anybody wants
like,
to hear it.
It's not like
I don't think anyone
okay,
wants to hear that.
Fine.
We've heard enough.
Okay.
Thank you. Kim, if you can make one character from any work of fiction come to life, what character would you select and why?
Like movies or books or?
Sure, any fiction.
Can you come back to me?
No.
Okay. It'd probably be from one of my books because I love reading. And I would probably have it to be PETA from The Hunger Games.
Why?
I don't think that was part of the question.
It was, actually.
Oh,
I said
okay.
Why.
Because PETA is my love, my first love in books. So, yep.
Wow, that's cute.
Thank you.
All right. So since it's Christmas season, I'm going to ask Charlie this next question. Can you name all of Santa's reindeer?
Rudolph.
Start with the easy one.
Dancer.
That's...
Is that... That is one, right?
That no. Sounds like one. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Oh, yes.
Prancer. Comet.
There's literally a song that you just remember that names all of them.
Blitzen might be one.
Blitzen like sounds like one.
Donner.
Yeah.
I'm a little stuck.
The song? Like, you know Dasher, you know Dancer.
Dasher and Dancer and Comet. And
Prancer maybe?
And Comet
Vixen.
And Blitzen. And
I think he got them all.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Oh, he never
but does he recall? Oh, he does recall the most famous reindeer of all.
That's
yeah,
the one
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
boom.
Most famous of all.
Okay.
Kim.
Yes.
Are you particularly skilled at a particular impersonation?
No, I'm afraid I'm not, Matthew. I'm not.
Charlie, do you have a particular impersonation that you're very skilled at?
I believe I have a solid Boston accent.
Okay.
If I was gonna.
Can I hear a little sample of that?
I don't know what to say, though.
So here's your prompt. Sell me this pen in your Boston accent.
So this pen, it's wicked awesome. It's like we got the Visiting Nurse Association of Cape Cod. It's awesome. It's blue. It writes pretty good. It's smooth stroke, wicked smooth stroke. So like $5 for it. I'll give you it for $5. That's it. It's wicked. It's wicked awesome.
Kim, if you were stranded on a deserted island, which three people you would most want to have join you?
Bad Bunny, Lucy Agurkis, and Brooke Withers.
Why?
Bad Bunny, because I love him, because he's my husband, and then... Lucy, because Lucy's my good friend, and then Brooke, because she's my best friend.
Cute.
Thank you.
Charlie, do you have any input?
Yeah, I would bring Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, and then, I don't know, maybe, like, Schmitty, because, like, I mean, Jessica Biel and Alba, there's two in one.
So you have a trend of bringing beautiful woman, and then you bring me?
I mean, you're
Matt
a good-looking
dude. Matt has a girlfriend.
Dude.
Matt
yeah.
has a girlfriend.
Yeah, but not if we're on
Stepped
a deserted
good-looking
island.
Dude.
Stepped up.
You said I'm a good-looking dude.
Not if we're on a deserted
Stepped
island.
Okay, anyways. Charlie, I have a question for you. Have you ever gotten caught doing something you shouldn't have done? And describe the occasion. Keep it school appropriate. I got one for you.
Yep, you can just let me know.
Sixth grade. You tried feeding Mr. Hanscom's
right.
crab, and it wasn't moving, so you took a pencil, and you started poking it, and you poked right through the crab.
Yes, I did.
And you pulled the crab out with the pencil through the crab.
Yes, I did.
That and you
did
put
happen.
It back in the tank, and Mr. Hanscom came later, and he was not too happy. He said, "Who stuck a pencil through my crab?"
That did happen. That was not one of my high points. I really just wanted to know why it wasn't moving.
And so you killed it just to
I
make sure it
was
dead.
I got a little aggressive.
A little
worried.
Aggressive. You went right through it.
But I got worried. It's
not like a
like,
puncture wound, like a straight
it's
through
It's not
the
like
crab.
I was laughing, running around with a crab
you
on
played
the
it
thing.
Off. You put it back in the tank.
I did. I didn't want to get caught.
Okay. Kim.
Yes.
Which fashion trends do you hope never come back?
Baggy jeans. Those are awful. Those
aren't they
disgusting.
Back? Aren't those called mom jeans now?
No. I mean like the wide leg pants.
Oh,
flare,
like rappers
like
would
flare,
wear?
The flare jeans. Yeah, like rappers. And then like shirts like down to your knees. I don't know why that's still a trend. I hate
yeah,
it.
I don't know either.
I think it's stupid. Mm-hmm. Looks very unprofessional.
Yeah. I can agree with that. Same thing, Charlie?
Yeah, also mullets. Not a fan of mullets.
I can see why.
Yeah.
I think you should get one.
No.
Okay. So we have another podcast coming up. It's not me. It's Dylan Loring and Nick Smith, and they're going to interpret surrealist paintings. And we're going to have a little teaser of that today. Kim.
Yes.
I have the surrealist painting here for you. I want you to interpret what you see, and then tell me what it means. You can take a minute or two. Both of you can look at it. I'm just going to talk for a little bit. So we have Abominable Turkey coming out from DY Media One, starring Jay Patel, Matt Smith, and Dylan Loring. I highly advise you check it out. Much better than Flesh Eating Turkey, which is the prequel to this. Abominable Turkey is a Christmas special.
So on the left side, it's what looks like a crow walking around like a human raising the roof. It must be playing some sort of tune that's getting him going. On the right side, I don't know, it may be something from The Walking Dead. I'm not quite sure, but he is doing the monster mash. I am positive he's doing that.
Can you give me some meaning to all this?
Some meaning to all this? I think it means whether you're a crow or a zombie, everybody loves music. Everybody loves to dance.
Amen to that.
And the Monster Mash, it's a great song to dance to with your friends.
I also see the crow, but on the right side, I see body parts, like inverted body parts. And the crow is just all black, like grass. And then on top of the guy on the right, there's like a dinosaur-looking thing with its tongue sticking out, and it also looks like mutilated body parts put together. So I'm going to interpret... Actually, hold on. There's something
hold on,
we
have a breakthrough.
Underneath. There's underneath the guy on the right, like a woman, and she is walking across. I think the meaning is going to be that... You can be as powerful, you know. Okay. Powerful people are ugly. And that's what I'm going to say.
That's what you got out of that.
Yes.
All right. You got music is beautiful. You got powerful people are ugly. That's interesting. Okay, Kim, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most earworm type song? Like a song that gets stuck in your head so easily and you just gotta keep singing it.
It has to be one of Bad Bunny's songs. And okay. I'm gonna go with... Actually, no, hold on. A Christmas song has been stuck in my head for like a week. Mm-hmm. And it's, what is it called? Last Christmas.
Last Christmas by Wham.
Yes.
Last Christmas by Wham.
It's a good one.
Great song. Okay. Charlie, what about you?
For me, I watch a lot of The Office. So when Andy Bernard is singing Zombie by the Cranberries, mm-hmm. I'm nonstop singing Zombies by the Cranberries.
All right, I'd like you to sing it now.
In the Nardog way, or...
If you want to do it in the Nardog way, by all means.
I'll do the Nardog way. It's like, it's odd. It's in your head, zombie. Something like that.
That's awesome. All right, so I got a riddle here. Anyone can answer it.
Did you put Charlie in the high stool because I'm below him? Is that what you're trying to say with this?
You know, yes. You don't got to turn into that. I just get it because it's uncomfortable. We were counting how many times he'd readjust.
I don't think so.
Like, immediately he realizes it's not going to happen. Do you want to sing The Uncomfortable still? I got another one.
Yeah, you can be higher than me if you want. I'm not opposed to that.
I just don't understand why I'm sitting below.
All right, well, you could sit there.
Yeah, let's switch.
Okay.
Oh, this is way better. It's comfy. Huh?
It is, actually.
She's all on her high horse, literally.
I have a riddle for you guys. A murderer is condemned to death. He has to choose between three rooms. The first is full of raging fires, the second, assassins with loaded guns, and the third, lions who haven't eaten in years. Which room is the safest?
Can you say it again? The rooms?
The rooms. The first is full of raging fires, the second, assassins with loaded guns, and the third, lions who haven't eaten in years. Which room is the safest?
I feel like I've heard this riddle before.
You should know the answer then.
I don't.
Okay.
I think it's the lion's den.
Why?
Who's the condemned criminal?
It's the murderer.
A murderer?
It means he killed someone.
We got two options the way I'm looking at this. There's the fires.
Yep.
It doesn't say whether it's covering a whole floor.
Valid
like,
point.
Maybe they're like in fire pits just spread out. Like that's okay. Pretty safe.
Okay.
But also maybe the loaded gun assassins. Maybe they're really just nice guys.
I think the lion den is the safest way to go.
Why? I don't agree with that at all.
He makes a very valid point.
Yeah.
The assassins might not shoot you. Raging fires. Does that sound like fire pits?
How
does that sound like fire pits to you?
I've had a raging fire in a fire pit before.
It's true.
Something to think about.
I've also had a raging fire in a fire pit.
Shut up, Matt.
Something to think about.
The assassins will pull the trigger on you as soon as you walk in.
How do you know that?
They're assassins.
Maybe they're nice.
But maybe they're not trying to assassinate you.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe they're not
What are
paid.
A bunch of assassins doing with loaded guns in a room?
Well, why do we have this situation in the first place? Like, you can't bring that kind of logic into it.
Yeah. Maybe they're cracking jokes with each
other. I'm pretty sure it's the lion den.
Why?
What's the answer, Matt?
Well, the answer is the lion den.
That's dumb. Come on.
But he made a very valid point about the fires. It could just be fire pits.
Absolutely
it could just be some
not.
Fires.
Nope.
But your logic behind the lions was completely incorrect.
Yeah.
Because you had no logic.
Yeah.
The logic was they haven't eaten in years, so they're just going to starve.
So?
They haven't eaten in years.
So they're
just
going to
starve.
Dead.
They're probably already dead.
No, they probably
see,
eat
that
each
makes
other.
Sense too.
They probably
no,
eat each other.
Okay.
Well, then they're dead anyways.
No.
Because they ate each other.
There's one that's alive.
But soon
the
to die because he just ate another lion.
Which is why as soon as he sees you, he'll... You know what? Okay.
It's been years.
Yep.
It's been years.
I don't think you can live
years.
Off of three
years.
Lions
years.
For years.
It's been years.
All right. So that's all we got for this episode of the Book of Questions. Any last things our contestants would like to say?
I love Bad Bunny. And I can't wait for his album to drop.
I hate Bad Bunny.
I hate you.
Thanks.
I'd like to say that Bad Bunny is not good. And also, thanks for inviting me.
You're
welcome.
I invited you.
Thank you, Schmidt.
No, you didn't.
You didn't even say thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Schmidt.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the DY Media One podcast, a production of the Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School Media Program. If you would like to explore other projects created by DY students, check out DY Media One on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes.